lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like a fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. That is not me singing. I wish I had that voice, but I am Dave, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric, and lovely Kathleen. We now, Mr. Joseph, have a fantastic guest, a voice like, wow, one of the top voices I've heard.
Yes.
Do the honors, Joseph.
Well, of course, we have, and he's singing right now, by the way. Joining us on the phone, we are honored to have on Landau Eugene Murphy Jr., of course, from America's Got Talent. He is the winner of season 6. And so he's, of course, singing the song right now. And joining us, Landau, how are you? Good morning.
How's it doing?
Great, great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I understand you are going to be coming here to Phoenix in just a few days. August 3rd, you're going to be at the Musical Instrument Museum Music Theater on Thursday, August 3rd, right?
Yes, I will be there. I had a lot of people from your area, especially my auntie, asking me, like, when are you coming to Arizona? Like, when are you coming to Phoenix area? No, you know, so we're blessed to be able to add you guys to the tour. And I'm ready to come out there and have a fantastic time.
Well, you have such a great voice, I got to tell you. You sort of, you know, in a way, sound like Frank Sinatra a bit.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
Which is good. I mean, that was even before my time a bit, but I love hearing Frank Sinatra. Do you do other styles too, or is it mainly in that era?
He does one of my favorite, Nat King Cole.
Right now, it's mainly in that area, but I do all genres. The only thing I haven't done is bluegrass, and I'm working on it.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Well, you're from West Virginia, right?
That's right. I got to do bluegrass one day or another. I have to.
And by the way, we have people asking on Periscope who we're speaking with. This is Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. He is the Sinatra singing season 6 winner of NBC's television's America's Got Talent. So tell us first of all about your experience on America's Got Talent, because I mean we've had on a couple people from this season. So you know, what has that done for you?
It allowed me to share my blessing, you know, with the world. And that's the most wonderful thing about America's Got Talent, is that they give you that platform, especially mm-hmm. for people that are basically scared of the industry and all these different type of things that, you know, go through your head when you step out into that light. But it's just, you know, it was a blessing for me to be able to stand up in front of, 15 plus million viewers and sing that song, stick that gum in my pocket and set my life in motion. You know, it basically put my life in a place where I'm living my dreams every day. I wake up in, a lot of wonderful hotels. I own a home. I own a vehicle. I mean, I'm not on streets anymore. So, I mean, America's Got Talent was basically my savior at that moment in my life.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, of course, Trisha's got a question, but I do want to mention for our Periscope viewers, interactive feature. If anyone has any questions for him, please type them out, and we will ask Landau. But before Trisha asks her question, who were the judges on your season, by the way, and who was your favorite?
It was Piers Morgan, Sharon Osbourne, and Howie Mandel.
Okay.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was really leaning towards, Howie Mandel, but all of them, treated me so great. I can't really choose between the three. I mean, I think everybody has to play their roles on these reality TV shows,
True.
But, behind the scenes, they were just genuine human beings, and I got a chance to go on the Piers Morgan show and do a show with Laura Johnson, one of the background singers on my Vegas shows. And he treated me, as as if he known me all my life. It was never nothing weird about any of them. Sharon Osbourne is a breath of fresh air, you know. Howie Mandel is super cool, you know. He almost shook my hand, and I went in for a fist bump and missed my opportunity. So it was just, it was cool, man. They treated me great. I mean, and I think they did that because I was just basically just being me. It was nothing fake about me on that show. It was nothing, you know, when the cameras came around, I never changed my attitude. I never changed, you know, my persona. So I stayed the same, and they genuinely love that because, you know, in Hollywood and places like that, you don't really get to see a lot of, you know, normal down-to-earth people. Everybody's got some type of agenda or in the clouds in some kind of way, you know. So to see a person coming from humble beginnings and trying to stay that way, they really embraced it, I think. And it allowed me to just be myself and, you know, rub off on them a little bit of that good down-to-earth mentality.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Trisha.
So you kind of alluded to your background, but for those who haven't had a chance to read your biography, give us the Reader's Digest condensed version, please.
You know, just a small town boy from Logan, West Virginia. Parents divorced. Mom moved me from West Virginia to Detroit. You know, I learned how to adapt to the gangs and all the streetwise people. And then I ended up being homeless for a second and then started washing cars just to, you know, pay my bills and keep food in my belly and things like that. And then I went on that show, America's Got Talent, and it changed my life forever. You know, it's just now I'm living my dream.
Well, and the reason I brought that up was because it would be very easy. One of the things you were talking about is being a down-to-earth person and wanting to stay true to your roots and true to being, you know, the humble person. And you just released a special CD. Tell us a little bit about Come Home to West Virginia.
Come Home to West Virginia is just basically highlighting the most beautiful thing about, you know, my life, and that's where I was born. You know, I love West Virginia. I know around the world we get a bad rap as far as, you know, the hillbilly and all of that redneck stuff and inbred and all these other things from Hollywood and TV. But, you know, it's one of the greatest places on the planet. I mean, most of all of Hollywood and TV that we grew up watching came from West Virginia. I mean, the NBA logo is Jerry West. He's from West Virginia. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jimmy Jakes is from West Virginia. Steve Harvey is from West Virginia. Mm. Jennifer Gardner. You got so many people that's from West Virginia. Gilligan, you know, from Gilligan's Island.
He's Bob Denver?
Yeah.
Really?
Bob Denver is from West Virginia.
Where'd you think he was from?
Got,
Denver?
Yeah, the
Rocky
girl,
Mountain High, from Colorado.
From no, three, that's no, John that, Denver.
That's oh, John Denver.
That's John Denver.
This is Gall.
Wow.
Oh, no, that's Gomer Pyle.
That's
sorry,
Gomer
I'm
Pyle.
Getting
yeah, we're
mixed
getting
up.
Bob Denver? Is that what you're saying?
That's yeah, Bob Denver.
Bob Denver was Gilligan. That's what.
Bob
yeah.
Denver.
Now, Don Knotts is from West Virginia.
Oh, see, Don Knotts.
From
oh,
the
wow.
Andy Griffin Show.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't got,
yeah, you got Bill Withers.
Mr. Farley.
Yeah.
We can make it if we try. That's West Virginia. You know, Steve Harvey is from West Virginia.
Well, you know what I love?
I remember him from the beauty contest.
The wrong envelope.
I just love so much that you know, your look that I see in various pictures of you, your look, you just come across as just suave.
He's got
and
swagger.
Debonair,
he's
and
got
you
swagger.
Got swag. You got, you know, it's like, wow. You know, and what I love also about this that you didn't say, and I think it's because you are so humble, and that is that some of the proceeds are going to go to benefit the Children's Home Society of West Virginia.
Oh.
Is that like
definitely
close to your heart, or how did you come about to have that partnership?
See, that partnership came way before the fame, TV, and all of that stuff. I mean, I was doing that when I was basically still homeless. I was going around singing for homeless and abused kids.
Oh.
You know, and things like that at different charity events around West Virginia. And so once I, you know, became famous and got big, I thought, you know, why walk away from that now? You know, when I can be a major platform for a voice for all of those kids and all the homeless people around the world or people that are being abused in general. So that's something dear to my heart. I was doing that, you know, 8 to 10 years prior to America's Got Talent.
Yeah, excellent. And if anyone's... go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I'm not going to walk away from that. So what I did is my second CD to doing a Columbia Sony album, I did a Christmas album that all the fans started asking me to do. They was, Lando, we can't wait to hear your Christmas album. So we went in the studio, knocked out this Christmas album. We gave the proceeds to the Children's Home Society of West Virginia.
Wow.
And now this Come Home to West Virginia song that I just did, and I released it on West Virginia Day. And we didn't expect to, you know, have this big tragic flood and all this stuff going on. So we decided to take the proceeds of July and probably even the next month to come to give all those proceeds to the flood victims. And, you know, and it's raised over $500,000 around the world with us all coming together. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Garner, Brad Paisley, what's his name? Glenn Leonard, all of us, you know, some of the Temptations, the Platters and Drifters, Billy Ray Cyrus, we all got together and we did this telethon in Bluefield, West Virginia. And we raised, you know, over $500,000 for the flood victims in West Virginia. So it's been going great. And my fellow musicians and the entertainers in New York are coming together right now and also putting, you know, their efforts together to help out everybody. So it's just something we all supposed to do, especially when you get a blessing. You get a blessing, you got to remember to pay it forward, or it's never going to be a blessing.
Very true. I love your attitude. I love that.
Great attitude.
If anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. He is the season 6 winner of America's Got Talent. He's going to be performing at the Musical Instrument Museum Music Theater this Wednesday, August 3rd. And I know Dave's got a question in a second, but someone from Periscope, by the way, said that it comes natural to you when we were talking about the swagger and everything like that. So they said that comes natural to you. And they also ask, before Dave asks his question, what are your musical inspirations? What are your inspirations?
I would say gospel music was a big inspiration in my life. You know, it creates all the emotions and all the loves. It keeps you all attached to, you know, humanity. And then you can go into the R&B and, you know, the Motown and the soul music and things like that. And once I get into that genre, it's Marvin Gaye, it's Stevie Wonder, mm-hmm. you know, it's Michael Jackson and the Commodores and Earth, Wind & Fire, the Gap Band, you know, it's just by Curtis Mayfield, you yeah. know. And I grew up on all of that and Prince and, you know, but then I also have the genres like Cyndi Lauper, Bryan Adams, John Cougar Mellencamp, you know, Duran Duran, Toto, mm-hmm. just about anybody, Boy George, Wham. I grew up on all of these wow. things. That's why I love, you know, the fact that God moves in mysterious ways. I didn't know that I was going to be born in West Virginia, you know, and then grow up on all of that stuff and then be taken out of that into Detroit, Michigan, where it's just Motown, you know. So I was exposed from just basically here in Sugar Hill Gang in West Virginia.
I love it.
right. You know, you understand what I'm saying
Hotel,
now? Like going from Sugar Hill Gang straight into like, you know, the hardcore Run DMC and the Crush Groove movement, and then Heavy D and the Boys, Salt and Pepper, what is their name? Public Enemy, you know, then you go on the Far Side, Tupac, Biggie, Snoop Dogg, and all this stuff. So I got every bit of that all balled up inside of me.
But
know?
See, that's awesome.
Best of both worlds. Yeah, but
G-Eazy.
I also had a Bing Crosby.
G-Eazy.
Bing Crosby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Bing Crosby.
Oh, yeah. Crosby, Dean Martin.
I love Bing Crosby. Every morning when you heard that, especially around Christmas time. I'm dreaming of a world. Yeah. Christmas.
Ooh, Dean Martin's my favorite singer of all time.
Yeah, I love Dean Martin. Dean Martin had his own swag and it's so cool and laid back, you know, and that was just amazing time, you know. But you gotta tip your hat to Andy Williams and Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire.
How about Donnie and Marie? Did you like the Osmond Brothers?
The Osmonds, I never really listened to them. I mean, you heard their stuff because of television, but I never really, you know, listen to that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, what if
I might have missed something.
What would you have said before your experience on America's Got Talent? What would you have said if somebody talked to you a year before that and said, you are going to sing a duet with Patti LaBelle?
I always dreamed of that. See, here's the whole pay the bill scenario. I'm gonna narrow it down really quick for you guys. As a kid, I watched Motown 25th anniversary, and they had a special where all of those people were on there. Joe Cocker, Boy George, Luther Vandross, the Jacksons, the Four Tops, Temptations, everybody was on there. And Patti LaBelle was on there singing You'll Never Walk Alone. And she sung a song with Billy Preston and Joe Cocker, too. But ever since that moment, I've always wanted to sing with Patti LaBelle. That's when she had the big thin hairdos and the cape outfits with all the diamonds and stuff on it. I mean, and I've always said that. I was like, if I ever make it big, I want to sing with Patti LaBelle. So my mother-in-law once was telling me, like, hey, one day you're going to sing with Patti LaBelle. And, you know, I didn't think nothing of it. Going on that show, I didn't even expect to win the show. I didn't expect to. I was just wanting to fix my life. Because at that time, I had just got robbed. I was at the end of my rope. I had no clothes. I had nothing in my pocket. Nothing at all. And so to go on that show was a big step for me. And then actually to get all the way through all of those levels and then get to the point of singing with any famous star that I could pick, the first choice was Patti LaBelle. Second choice was Aretha Franklin. Third was Beyonce Knowles. Fourth was Christina Aguilera. Fifth was Stevie Wonder. And the only reason I picked Stevie Wonder fifth because Stevie has a tendency of taking over.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't even know how you can rank that kind of brilliance.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, right.
Well, yeah. Well, Landau Eugene Murphy Jr., thank you so much for joining us on today's show. Again, we're going to tell everyone to check you out on Wednesday, August 3rd. What did I say Thursday earlier?
No, Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, August 3rd at the Musical Instrument Museum Music Theater. Landau Eugene Murphy Jr., thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
And you're an inspiration, I got to tell you.
Hey, yeah. Thank you guys so much. God bless.
We talked a lot about how you inspire. I mean, how other people are inspired. You are inspired by other people, but you inspire people as well.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. Easy.
Thank
for you,
you
to
so
say.
Much.
Thank you, Landau.
Thank you. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back with Sean Burke. Coming right up.
And taking us out of this segment is Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. with
great
That's
voice.
Life.
Great song, great voice.
Yes.
I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one.